Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. You probably know me from TV, or maybe you read my best-selling book and tried one of my amazing cocktails, or maybe you saw me on Broadway. What I can say is following dreams is kind of my thing. But of all the things I'm lucky enough to get to do, the thing that I get asked about the most are my shoes. What's my secret? DSW. DSW is the best place to get all the shoes you need from brands you love. Trust me, I'm obsessed. In fact, I love DSW so much, I've teamed up with them to create a collection of shoes from must-have sandals to super cool sneakers that are guaranteed to get compliments. Because if I've learned anything, it's that if you've got big dreams to follow, you're gonna need some really great shoes. Find the shoes of your dreams when you shop my new collection now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Be a man.
Experience!
Are you with me?
Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach? Preacher?
Yep.
So why does the ghost go into the bar?
For the booze.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man!
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
Do you believe in ghosts?
No.
Not at all.
No.
You know something? I don't think I do either.
No.
Because you know why? I never saw one. Have you seen a ghost, Tonzo?
I mean, I've seen things, but it's probably fucking, like, just my own head, my own
right.
imagination. You know, when you're a kid and you're fucking down in the basement and you think
yes.
you see things. And
manifest almost,
because
yes. you're in a
what's
world.
What's the difference between a ghost and a spirit?
Ooh! A spirit is fucking silent. I think a ghost goes, ooh! Right?
Yeah.
A spirit is like religious kind
spirits
of.
Spirits skulk around.
Yeah.
Just kind of fucking hang out.
Yeah, it's just kind of, spirit is like more solemn.
Like on the ancient burial ground,
yeah.
fucking spirits.
Kind of feel like there's a spirit around. You get a
right.
feeling sometimes, right?
But ghosts like fly around and make fucking stupid sounds.
Yeah, it's allegedly.
Right. You know, the people I know who said they've seen ghosts, all you got to do is look at those people and then you go,
No, they're full of shit. Just like the ones that look at
yeah.
spaceships, right?
Yeah, aliens.
These
UFOs.
Are the same people. They believe in everything.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
don't believe in just one thing. They believe in the whole fucking lineup. Spaceships, ghosts, you name it.
Because they're fucking weak-minded.
Yes.
Yeah. But like, then you have like the obsession that takes over these people where they're getting into the field, where they're in the field of ghost hunting.
Oh, it's
now
a job.
You're ghost hunters.
Yeah. My wife's into
do
all
have,
this.
Do you ever catch a ghost and bring it back from all that hunting?
Show
no.
me the ghost.
Oh, okay.
No, not once.
Yeah.
Let me talk
big
to
surprise.
The fucking ghost. You know what I mean?
That show is a fucking cock tease. The
come
whole
on.
Fucking it's, thing. It's
yeah.
like, oh, see this meter? See this
yeah.
made-up fucking
yeah.
electronic device that nobody knows
and
what the fuck it does?
And the door slams in the other room?
Oh, yeah. It's pinging. Yeah.
So my wife's got an uncle living in North Dakota in a spooky old farm. He's
yeah.
like 80-something years old, a bachelor farmer. And she, who believes in all this stuff, right, said, oh, no. Everybody knows the farmhouse is fucking totally fucking haunted. I go, what do you mean? Like you said, doors slam? Doors slam indiscriminately at any time of day or night. I go, get the fuck out of here.
Probably wind.
Right.
Must be a draft.
I go, so the guy's in the house. He's scared shit. I'm sitting here. You hear fucking doors slam, and I'd run right the fuck out the door.
Oh,
I go, what do you mean?
Me and Joe lived in a place that was like that, that was like super drafty, so you'd hear fucking doors like slamming on the third floor and shit.
Oh.
Was that up in Maine?
Yeah, it was up in Maine, and fucking, there was a time where we heard knocking on the cabinet, and
oh.
we said, stop. And then it stopped, and we said, like, I forget what we said, something else, and fucking it started going again.
Did you feebly go like they do?
who's there? who's there?
Who's
you know how people do that?
Oh, yeah.
They're like, who the fuck's out there? They got a cuckold. They go, who's there?
Well, that place was a stop on the fucking Underground Railroad. It had a basement in the basement. And fucking... So
could be a spirit there.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not a
there
ghost.
Was a few spirits. There.
Maybe a spirit.
Do you believe in spirits?
A little bit.
Maybe more than a ghost.
Yeah. Ghosts is total bullshit.
I know. If there was enough people slaughtered in one fucking particular area or whatever.
Yeah.
The other thing, maybe it could
nobody's
be...
Nobody's ever caught a ghost.
Not that I know of.
Yeah. Spirit is just kind of a feeling. It's not something you could catch. Right.
That's what I'm afraid. Like say the afterlife. They go, yeah, there is, but you're just kind of like a spirit. You don't even know what the fuck you are. You're like a little gust of wind. You know?
Yeah. What's the Holy Ghost?
It's a ghost that's fucking prays heavily. It's a Holy Ghost.
Father, Son, the Holy Ghost, amen.
Right? Yeah, where's the Holy Ghost?
Yeah, Father, Son, the Holy Ghost, amen.
Who the fuck made this up?
That's the wafer, right?
The Holy Trinity.
Yeah, the Holy Ghost is the wafer.
Isn't that one guy? Is all three?
Three different guys.
Jesus. Three different guys? I thought Jesus was both. He's everything.
Father was God.
He's both
Jesus
the Father
the
and the Son. And the Holy Ghost.
And the Holy Ghost. Amen.
He's got a lot of titles.
I feel I haven't paid enough attention to the Holy Ghost in my life. I
forget
to Jesus,
it all.
I've prayed to God.
You went to sister school, right?
A few years, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I forget it all.
But I never try to talk to the Holy Ghost.
Did you ever try to communicate spirits, like with a Ouija board or
when I was a kid playing games.
Do you do that?
Oh, yeah.
You could, like, freak out girl. We usually did it a couple of times, like, freaking out girls.
Yeah.
You know, have a couple of beers and freak them out and, you know, like, fuck up. Yeah.
My wife totally believes all that. She's into Ouija. Not that she does it, but she goes, don't touch the Ouija board. You'll be consumed with fucking evil spirits. Oh, no, don't touch it. She believes all that.
Yeah.
But she also believes in fucking aliens and the whole lineup.
Yeah, it seems like fucking, like, if you're one or the other, you're both. You know what I mean? Like, if you're into aliens, then you fucking think that ghosts are real and vice versa. They kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah.
I believe in palm readers. You know why? Because they always say I'm going to have a long life.
I like that.
I believe
that's
that.
That's all I want to know. Yeah, you go there and go, I got one question. How long?
Oh, you're going to live forever. Look at this lifeline. Oh, good.
I don't want to hear about any fucking people in the past. How long?
Yeah.
Some of those Egyptian palm readers are nice, huh?
Yeah.
Kind of sexy, right?
There was a place in Stoneham, Miss Athena, it said. And that sign was, a very gifted psychic. I like that handle.
Who gave her that title?
Oh, they're everywhere, though. Just they're around. You know,
there's the doorbell rings. They put their fucking wig on. They put the cigarette on. Hold on. Let me switch into Miss Athena now. Shut the TV. We got a customer. I mean, a sucker, whatever. Right? And he comes on. Yes, hello, my son. Come in. I am Miss Athena.
Hold on a second. Let me take my lean cuisine out of the microwave.
I see a darkness about you. I go, tell me something I don't know. Everybody notices that, you fucking hag. Tell me something else, bitch.
But how about the broads that go to fucking like palm readers and stuff like that, and they take everything so seriously?
It seems like a lot of girls are really into this stuff, right?
Yeah, again, my wife believes that too.
Yeah, I mean, because I've been with girls that believe it. And,
yeah,
you know,
the girls believe it.
So who's that fucking idiot that was on TV? I forget his name. Is it Frasier? Is that his name?
Frasier?
Matt Frasier or something?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, he's like a psychic or whatever. I was at a thing with 100 people.
It's a good racket.
Took this girl as a present. And I was like, this is total fucking bullshit. And it's fucking like you say, we're checking in, and there was a problem with the tickets that didn't show up, they would pay for it, and the mother was checking, and she was being a real cunt about it. I was like, yeah, you're real fucking, real psychic. Real psychic goes on here. You really care about it. You care about
the
money.
Cash.
Cunt. Yeah.
Yeah, how about that fucking clown, John Edwards? The fucking crossing over guy? He fucking sits there in a fucking audience full of people and fucking says, oh, did somebody in this fucking crowd have an aunt that died tragically? Yeah, and then people are like, oh, my God.
Right. That was like this guy, Matt Frasier. Be like, okay, this row stand up and, you know, I feel something in this row.
Yeah.
You have like everyone stand up. Okay, just this row here, stand up. Everyone else sit down. Okay, and you go through.
Yeah.
You start fucking with people. They all start crying and stuff. It's weird.
They get all into it.
Yeah.
Never.
I mean,
that's bullshit.
Weak-minded people.
Yeah, totally. My wife, again, of course, they went to that stuff, believe all of it. I had an aunt. You know what sucks when there's somebody in the family that the whole family believes it? Because you go, will you tell your sister she's fucking hallucinating? Go, oh, no, we saw the ghost, too. I go, oh, great. The whole fucking family's brainwashed. You all saw ghosts, every one of you. You all heard the door slam. You fucked. You can't reason with them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was afraid of my own shadow as a kid. Yeah, I was scared as a kid. You spook yourself.
Oh, yeah.
I never saw no fucking ghosts. But you were a
kid.
I was a kid.
You were a kid. Right, so exactly. That's part of growing up. I mean, as an adult... People are still, and 90% seems to be women.
Yeah.
To believe it. I don't know if they're totally gullible or weak or what. You know,
they're looking for fucking a sort of hope.
Yeah.
Something to hang on to. You know what I mean?
Trying to find something.
Yeah, it was like Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone. I was scared of the fucking washer and dryer when I'd go down there, and I always got fucking horrified.
I mean, when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm still scared.
You get scared still?
No.
You get spooked by anything?
No.
Not really, huh? No. It's weird how like you get so spooky. Like I remember when I was little, phases out.
When I was little, right, like six or whatever, if someone died in the family, someone we knew died, I'd be like freaked out, like, oh, I think he's coming in to look at me or something.
The fucking shit. Footsteps at night. Yeah. It's Uncle Vinny.
Yeah, you know,
he walks shit like that. But I was like,
this is when I was living in East Boston, so I was under nine.
Yeah,
you know, I was a young kid.
You didn't know.
Yeah, yeah, I was just
fucking helpless,
scared to shit. You know, couldn't sleep.
I know. It's funny when you're a kid, man. You take joy in getting spooked. It was fun. Right?
Oh, yeah.
What about horrors? If I could look at the horoscope right now and everything. Every single one would apply to me. I could say, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's a good racket. Yeah. Same as the psychics and all that. They got a basic understanding of human psychology, and they have a fucking blueprint of what to say that you're going to, you go, yeah. Yeah, I got an uncle with black hair, huh?
Yeah.
How'd you know?
But I refuse to believe that my life is predestined.
Right.
And the way that I act and the way that like I operate is all predestined because I was born on fucking May 8th.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Like,
well, my daughter was born May 9th.
Ooh, oh, really? Yeah.
My brother was a May 9th-er. Ooh.
Ooh. We're all going to die.
Fucking numerology. People are so fucking desperate for a search of meaning in life. They fucking created all this shit, right?
Yeah.
Horoscopes, this, that.
That's what it's going to be is that, like, when you're desperate for an answer, you'll believe anything that anybody tells you.
Right.
Gives you peace of mind.
Yeah.
My wife likes to do the tarot card readings.
Tarot.
What do you call it? Tarot?
Tarot.
Right?
The second T is silent.
right. She does them. She's going to give you a reading. She gave me a couple.
You had the balls to do that?
I took fucking quickies. I mean,
good for you.
I go, I just want to hear good stuff. What's happening? When's my next fucking gig? That's all I want to know. How much money am I going to make?
Oh, it's the death card.
Yeah. Then I'll go, you made a face. What was that? She's nothing. Nothing. Show me that card.
What'd you come up with?
I don't even fight. Yeah. No, it's pretty, she'd always go, no, it's good. It's pretty good. But nothing ever came true.
Yeah.
I don't believe any of that shit. Do you?
No.
Fucking satanic black magic. Don't believe that either.
Yeah, no shit.
I think the same type of people who are born again are like also devil worshippers.
Ooh.
They just go one way or another. They're all good.
It's like a coin flip.
Yeah.
Like these fucking psychics, right? They can funnel the dead and all that. They go, who the fuck are you that you're a conduit to this? Who the fuck made you this?
Yeah, fucking.
What makes you so special?
John Edwards, he fucking flunked out of fucking Harvard, got a fucking fly-by-night community college fucking degree. Now he's a fucking authority on fucking dead people and fucking, go fuck yourself.
A TV preacher, the Tony Robbins type, and the fucking psychics. That's the three fucking rackets right there. They're one and the same guy in many ways, right?
Yeah, like they should all be hanging out at the same convention center.
They're all full of shit. You know? If you were a ghost, be a man, would you haunt people? Would you like, if you could come back to fucking.
People I didn't like.
Would you like fucking.
Yeah, I fucking.
Fly around the hallways at night. Ooh.
Long list.
That's supposed to be like the different degrees of like the power of the specter. Like there's some specters that are essentially just cucks that can just like float around, and then you have the ones that can like Casper. He was
good
a friendly guy.
Good ghost.
Casper's
good
guy, a friendly
local
ghost.
Guy.
I mean that was something they made to help kids not be scared, right?
Yeah. My son's name is Casper. We spell it with a P-A-R at the end.
Ooh.
Remember that? And we like, it's an ancient name, you know. It goes back to the three wise men, yeah. So that's you know, we liked the name. It was different, yeah, yeah. But people go, you name them after Casper the Ghost? I go, fuck you.
Fucking people.
No, we did not. Casper the Ghost should not be able to co-opt a fucking name that goes back to the Bible.
Yeah, no shit.
Right?
Yeah, how in does he win?
In Europe, there's fucking thousands of guys named Casper with a K. It's a popular name.
Okay.
And a cool name, right?
Yeah.
They go, what the fuck? I'm going to stay away from the name. It's not fucking Adolf.
No,
Jesus Christ.
We played softball against a kid named Adolf.
No.
Really?
He played for a team out of Lynn.
Did he like that name?
I don't know. It was kind of weird, though, right?
Did he have, like, another nickname that they called him instead, or did everybody call him Adolf?
I think that was his real name, Adolf.
He said, what were your parents thinking?
I know.
Well, fuck you.
Yeah, because I think that's the only other person I know.
It's too bad. That name. He ruined a nice fucking name.
I mean, right? It doesn't sound that bad. I mean,
what other fucking notoriously bad names could you have?
Fucking Pol Pot.
Bin Laden.
Yeah, the bin. That's a tough fucking suffix. Anybody with bin in it, you're up for trouble.
Yeah, you go, huh? What'd you say my name was? Bin Laden?
Bin Johnson?
Yeah, no, that's no good. But Adolf has ruined that name. Fucking ruined. Well, the historical names have been ruined by a bad guy.
Well, just think of fucking, scumbags out there. Like,
how about Oswald?
Yeah. Lee Harvey.
If your last name is Oswald, you gotta change it.
Yeah, you're screwed.
You know what name got off the hook because the time's gone by? Like John Wilkes Booth. This guy's name Booth. They don't give a fuck. People are going, wait a minute, Booth?
That's like a buck 50 years ago, right?
Yeah, long ago. Another 50 years, people don't care about fucking Oswald either.
Yeah, people used to call me Timothy McVeigh all the time. When that happened, fucking that was hot. Everybody was calling me McVeigh.
That wore off, right?
Yeah, some people kept it.
That's an oldie.
Oh, yeah.
They need to be more creative than that.
No shit.
How about the Salem witch trials, be a man? You go up to Salem. You believe all that shit, what they did, those fucking lunatics?
Well, I know they did it, because they're all fucking crazy.
See how primitive they were?
Yeah.
Stupid?
Dumb. Yeah, fucking crazy people. But they filmed the movie right in Essex.
Yeah.
The Crucible. About that. It was pretty good. I know people
are
in it.
The Crucible.
But, you go to Gallows Hill in Salem, there's definitely, like, a spirit there if you go there. You ever been up there, Tons?
Oh, yeah.
Like, at dusk or whatever, at nighttime? You definitely get, like, a feeling.
You feel it?
It's just like
a little
eerie. No, just like a little eerie feeling.
But you know what? The witch trials and all that, in a different way, what's happening, say, in the political, social scene today, it's the same mentality. But they demonize, say, anybody, like, affiliated or you say you like Trump, to use that as an example.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're a racist and a piece of shit then. You go, well, no, I'm not.
Yeah, I mean,
what are you talking about?
I happen to have...
Same thing.
Like, I had GBH on last night for some reason, right? And there's some broad on it. And it's paid, it's public television.
Right.
We're paying for it.
Yeah.
And they're just giving this one opinion, one side, which is stupid.
See, it's human nature. The same kind of thinking that they want to lump you in and say, oh, witches, you're a fucking racist, you're this, you're that.
Yeah, totally against Trump. I mean, if they were against Biden, they'd say the same thing.
Right.
It's not right. We're paying for it. It's public television.
But they whip everybody up into a frenzy. They've been doing it fucking for thousands of years.
It's fucking unbelievable.
Right?
Yeah.
Assholes.
Be a man.
Experience!
You know who I don't like? I don't like devil worshippers, you.
Fuel your team with Total Coffee from Staples Business Advantage. Our comprehensive program offers no upfront cost brewers, installation, maintenance, and supplies. Plus, our incredible selection of coffee and beverages, including our new Pick Me Up Provisions brand. We handle everything from finding the best brewer to providing ongoing service, all at no cost with your minimum monthly spend on break room products. Visit staplesadvantage.com/totalcoffee to get started.
Yeah, they
murder your animals and do all kinds of weird shit.
Yeah, anything that's like secret society.
Yeah.
They're like, they're alt. Just fucking, they hang your cats and your dogs and kill them and
but every
sacrifice
now and then,
your fucking kid, you know?
It's true.
I mean.
They'll interview a devil worshiper guy. No, a satanic worshiper. Satan worshiper.
Yeah.
More specifically. And they'll go, people got us all wrong. We're not about that. We just don't believe in X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
You listen to the guy talk, you go, oh,
That doesn't sound too bad.
Kind of like when they interview a Nazi at a fucking rally somewhere. Fucking, they're all like fucking wacko.
Yeah.
You know?
I actually watched a documentary that was took place in Salem, and it was about devil worshippers kind of going against like the government. Like they was the government was saying they couldn't practice. And these guys, they were just smart as a fucking whip.
Exactly.
And the way that they fucking talked, you're like, these guys are just like regular fucking guys.
Yeah, weird, come across.
And it had nothing to do with fucking the devil. No. It was just anti-establishment.
Right. Mm. Yeah, so one guy heard talking, same thing. He goes, no, we don't do animals. We don't do this. We're not a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
Goes, but you're a Satan worshiper? We're a church of Satan? Yes.
Huh?
Yeah, just like they're talking about the Catholic Church.
Right.
You know?
That's fair game. Anybody can shit on the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Any other church, you better not say any shit about the Muslims.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you can talk shit about them. You can talk shit about the Mormons, too, because all those fucking documentaries are fucking popping up.
Fucking have 11 wives, be a man.
The fucking Duggar family. Those fucking mutants.
Would you like 11 wives, be a man?
Well, it'd be a lot of work.
Shit. I don't want to talk to that many people. There's too many.
Be a lot of work.
Did they all live in the same house, or
do you have
11 different destinations?
Like threesomes and foursomes.
Yeah. Well, that would be okay for a while. But how about one gets to fucking nagging the shit out of you, then the next one comes to you with her problems, the next one comes to you with her problems.
They're all in the period.
I mean, how do you not shoot yourself in the fucking head and run away?
And they're always bitching amongst each other.
Right.
Yeah.
Who's the number one bitch? You getting all the action lately? I'm in the back bedroom. What's going on? And I heard he's adding another wife.
He's getting another one.
He's bringing in a new wife next week. There'll be 9 of us.
The fuck is that? What about reincarnation?
You know, that sounds good, but
Do you think you were reincarnated?
I don't think so.
Do you, Tonzo?
No, I don't think my fucking soul was that important. I don't think I was fucking Julius Caesar or fucking, right. Like, I don't think I was anybody fucking
if
famous.
If you were reincarnated, who do you think you were, or what were you?
A cuckold from fucking the 18th century. I'd like to think I was a fucking, from the Roman Legion, but I don't think so.
I'd be behind the scenes. I'd be like one of the guys that owned a shop.
Right.
He's always sweeping.
You were a shoemaker in Austria in fucking 1500.
Yeah.
Oh, really? No wonder I love shoes.
Do you think about Rome every day still?
No, I stopped thinking about it the day after we talked about it.
After the internet told me it wasn't cool anymore.
Yeah, that went away, about it.
No shit.
Say it. You still think about Rome? Huh? Where's that? No, but the reincarnation bit, I mean, it sounds good, but I don't believe you.
No, it does sound good, but I don't believe it.
If you don't know what you were, what good is it?
How can people determine what they were before they remember?
Right.
I remember I was a dog before, and now I'm a human.
Yeah.
I mean, if you knew what you were, that'd be one thing.
But yeah, if you knew what you were, you could remember your entire fucking life. Like, if you were a dog and you remember fucking sniffing other dogs' asses and all that stuff, then yeah.
You can say fucking anything. Oh, I was a blacksmith in a previous life, you know. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Say anything. Anybody can say anything. Right? No, I don't buy it. How about the creepy basement? Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That was the best as a kid, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Descending those stairs.
Do you have a stone basement?
Yeah.
Stone basement.
Fucking
musty
great.
Smell. Oh, dirty. Yeah. Never could get enough lighting in there.
No. People shit that you can see their stuff. You stuff. There's the tool shed. It
smells dark, dirty, fucking spider webs. Right. Not enough light.
You know the guy who croaked used to go down there? Ooh. Fucking drinking his fucking empty beer bottles and booze found all over the fucking place after he croaks. That was scary. Mm.
Yeah, the fucking dirt floors.
Oh,
those are the real fucking, those are the real basements.
Yeah, those are gross, man. My wife saw first little house she had very briefly had fucking dirt basement. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's where all the radon is, through dirt basements.
Yeah. Had it cemented. Guy cemented the fucking thing for a few G's.
Did you guys ever hear about a couple of years ago, I think it was in 2014, the whole Slender Man thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's basically like a take on the boogeyman. It's supposed to be this tall, Like, he can range between 6 and 9 feet
white
tall.
Faced,
white
weird,
face, yeah. Like, blank face.
Very slender.
Very slender. Yeah. Hence the name. And so he fucking, he like, allegedly, like, stalks people. And fucking, there was these three kids, two fucking 12-year-old girls. They stabbed their best friend from fucking school. And fucking, the broad actually survived. But they stabbed her. She was like within an inch of her fucking life. And they fucking were in there like the talking to the cops afterwards and shit. And it was all just matter of fact.
I saw that, yeah. They wanted to please Slenderman.
Oh, yeah. They wanted to appease fucking Slenderman. So they stabbed their best friend.
Yeah. They made a movie. I actually auditioned for that movie. I didn't get the role.
Ah.
They shot it around here.
Yeah, they did.
Back,
yeah.
And it kind of came and went. I know a kid who got in it. But yeah, it was all about that. Shit. Yeah. Yeah. I never even saw it.
What's it called? Slenderman?
Slenderman.
Oh, well.
I think it was a bomb.
Yeah, we never heard of it. So if you were in it, it would have been fucking best movie ever.
It seemed like it was going to be big because that whole craze was happening.
Yeah,
and I went, oh, how cool is it they're making a movie right now? But it fucking tanked.
They're always like kind of late to the party with that shit.
It didn't pan out.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fucking guy they show him, he's 9 feet fucking tall, like you're saying. They go, oh, yeah, he's real. Look, see, there he sticks out like a sore fucking thumb.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's people that are documented that, like, oh, I made this image on fucking Photoshop.
Right.
Like, fucking, like, it's fake, but, like, these kids really fucking believe it.
Who invented Slenderman?
It was a fucking internet thing. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It was some guy, I think fucking he was like a Danish guy, and fucking he was in a contest for photoshopping.
And he fucked around and made that.
And he fucked around and he made that and he won it.
He caused the fucking murders and a phenomenon, a global phenomenon with Slenderman.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And it's just like photos taken out of context. Nobody knew that they were fucking fake, and they went around and people built a whole fucking legend around it.
Do you guys like scary movies?
I used to. Not so much anymore.
Not really.
I don't get scared anymore.
Yeah.
I'm unsafe.
I mean, The Shining to me was probably, a very scary movie.
Yeah. I like The Exorcist.
Yeah, The Exorcist.
I drop off.
True story.
Right, yeah. I mean, because I haven't stayed with horror films, so I don't really know. I kind of bowed out.
Yeah.
And then when I do delve a little bit, I go, eh.
I don't buy. Yeah. I like the campy ones, like I love
Halloween and stuff like that.
Yeah, I love fucking Friday the 13th.
Right, Freddy Krueger.
Oh yeah, Freddy Krueger with the one line in this. Yeah. He's fucking great. But
yeah, I mean, I look at it like it's entertainment and like to get a laugh and stuff, and not to just not like a fucking real intense Academy Award winning movie.
I was scared of The Exorcist though, because my Catholicness was still lingering at that time. Oh, was it the 80s?
Yeah, I remember that was like. Me and my buddies saw it, and we had to walk like a mile home.
Yeah.
We were fucking terrified.
It was scary. 12,
like 12.
Oh, fucking, to me, it's the scariest movie ever.
Shit. Yeah.
Fucking head spinning around, fucking levitating in the bed.
Puke.
I believe it.
They had a remake of it that I heard it was pretty good.
Yeah. We've been meaning to watch it. That's the one thing. I said, let's watch that for the fun of it, but we haven't gotten around to it yet. But she's in it, Linda Blair.
What does she play?
Oh, your fucking head gets spun around again.
Yeah.
No, Jesus.
Yeah, I won't lie. When Blair Witch came out, me and my buddies went and saw it in the theater.
Yeah.
And that was before fucking, like, it was, like, right at the birth of the internet. Yeah. And that's what kind of, like, boosted up the legend of it. They made a fake site. And, like, everybody was looking into it. And fucking, dude, we saw that movie and we were all fucking horrified. And we went camping that weekend and we were in the fucking woods and we were sitting, nobody slept. We were just fucking sitting up the whole fucking night.
I saw that on cable.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, this is fake.
Right.
I mean, it was supposed to be real, right?
Yeah.
But maybe if I saw it at the movies, it would have had a different effect.
Yeah, I think it took like a month or so for it to come out that it was fake.
Yeah.
It
was a great concept.
You could tell.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a great concept, yeah.
Like, because they fooled people.
That won the awards and everything, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they made so much fucking money because the budget was dog shit. It was like fucking like $40,000 budget.
Then you had all these Ghostbuster and Chasing ones, right?
Right. That spawned the whole thing, that movie. Paranormal, remember that?
Yeah, Paranormal Activity.
I saw the first one, I went, what the fuck? I go, this is a big hit, two people in the fucking house the whole time?
But you have that percentage of the population that's so gullible and into it, you know?
Yeah.
Women.
I remember going, why can't I think of something like this? This seems so easy, right?
No but shit.
The Blair Witch, though, that was at that time, we were all trying to make movies. Everybody's prospectus, at the beginning of the prospectus, that was the fucking example they used. Well, the Blair Witch was made for $40,000. Yeah. They made $20 million, so we're hoping to do that again.
All you needed was a fucking like black and white camera.
Right.
It's like you could never fucking do that ever again. No. That was lightning in a bottle. Yeah,
great concept.
People know too much now. Yeah, you know what I mean, they didn't know as much then when that came out. Like, you go, really? This is unbelievable. How they got this? What happened?
And it's like nobody's on the internet. Nobody can fucking look up the people that are in the movie to see if fucking. And the only place they're getting information is from the fake website.
Yeah,
that's right. The guy smiled all the way to the fucking bank, didn't he?
No shit.
They made several too, didn't they?
Yeah, they're all dog
shit. Two and three.
Unwatchable.
Yeah, unwatchable.
Now it's shit.
Yeah, the first one was good. The other ones are kind of like sucks. Yeah, now done that.
Now you're just a regular horror movie. You're not special.
No.
But I like more of like the thriller horror mystery combination than like a straight slasher film.
Fucking if there's a serial killer or something.
Yeah, it has to be real. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like an element of realness that this could really happen.
Yeah.
If it can't really happen, I can't get into it.
Yeah.
Just can't you just watch and let yourself go for entertainment? I go, no.
It has to be real. Can't. Something like Ghostbusters.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true. But I can't. Anything far-fetched.
Yeah.
Although I did see the Babadook. You see that? Babadook.
No.
Put some fucking book in the attic shit, you know.
Oh,
shit. That was a little spooky. It was an Australian movie.
Oh.
It wasn't bad. It had good lighting and weirdness. The fucking book was evil.
Yeah.
Go in the attic.
The book started a lot of fucking problems. Once they opened the book, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Don't open the book. Don't open the book.
Why? What's going to happen?
The fucking ghost flew out.
Probably a bat.
That's crazy shit, man.
But yeah, I remember because I was a summer camp kid. They used to do the ghost stories by the fire and shit.
Those were great.
Oh, yeah. There was kids that would fucking go back to their cabins fucking, like, inconsolable. Just fucking total putty.
Some kids really know how to tell the story. So then what happened was they all went back to the cabin.
Oh, yeah.
What happened next? They got an axe.
I feel like you'd be a good ghost story guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I could see you with the flashlight.
You'd be a good narrator on some of these documentaries.
I should get a job in fucking Salem like a fucking boob. Wear makeup and go fucking do a fucking tour.
Well, you could
tour.
Do like some of these documentaries and shit. You could be doing narration on TV.
Maybe be a fucking ghost hunter.
I could see you being like a Alfred Hitchcock kind of guy. Yeah. Like you come out and you give the preface for the bit.
That was good. That was good stuff.
That was good.
That was great.
I like that.
Good stuff.
That was awesome.
Loved Hitchcock, loved fucking Twilight Zone.
Oh, Twilight Zone.
Genius.
I remember was the one, the guy was in the plane, and then some guy was hanging on looking at him.
Oh, the man on the wing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Great.
I was watching
William
that.
Shatner.
That was when I was, my brother was probably six. I was probably 8 or 7. My brother was like 5 or 6. We were watching it, and he started screaming at the top of his lungs.
That was awesome.
Scared the shit out of him.
In the movie, John Lithgow played that role in the Twilight Zone movie where Vic Morrow got his head chopped off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking love it.
Yeah.
Is that what happened to Vic?
It was a fucking gremlin.
He gets decapitated?
Who?
He gets decapitated?
Yes.
Vic, yeah.
Him and two kids, right?
Yeah,
two kids. They said, God damn it, we're still shooting the movie. Everybody be here tomorrow.
Fuck it, keep it rolling.
Unbelievable.
They say they have that footage. The shot is there.
I'm sure.
And then when it hits, they stop there.
Yeah.
But the actual thing falling is the shot.
Mm.
That ultimately decapitated fucking Vic Morrow, who was Sergeant Saunders on the show Combat when I was a kid.
Favorite show.
Combat was fucking the best show in history.
So that really happened?
Yeah.
No.
He died. Decapitated.
Fuck.
He died on set.
Now he's known for being decapitated.
<I know. laughs> Just imagine the, like all of your hard work and all of the progress you made through the industry over the years. It's just out the fucking window because you got your fucking head chopped off.
Although his daughter's a big actress on Fargo. Jennifer Jason Leigh. You've heard of her?
Oh,
that's
love
his daughter?
Her. She's great. That's
I
his
love
daughter.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
She's in a bunch of shit.
So people
she's
go
great.
To her now. They go...
Fast Times at Ridgemont High, right?
What's that?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah.
So she's got to be 60.
Yeah.
Right?
She still looks fucking good, too.
You see Fargo? She's in that.
She's a great
in the movie.
Bitch.
Oh, yeah.
The series.
Oh, the TV show. Yeah.
Would you say some weird accent? She's talking like this.
No, she's a great bitch.
Uppity bitch, right? Talking like that.
Yeah.
But that what's the name of that fucking movie?
It was Leave the World Behind.
I thought that was really good.
I liked it.
I didn't think it ended, of course, but you know, it's
yeah. I told a couple of people to watch it. I'm like, oh, you'll like it. It's good, and they were like pissed that I told them to watch it. Like it was a bag of
recommendation.
Bullshit. They did not like the recommendation.
I thought it was good.
I thought the whole thing with the fucking Teslas was fucking...
Oh, that was spooky. Could all happen. That could all happen. Did you see that one?
No.
It's good. You like it. It's about the grid going down and the nefarious fucking figures. War breaks out at the end. You see the missiles right far in the distance.
Mm.
But everything goes off. Phone, TV, weird fucking high-pitched sounds. People can't take it. This is happening. That's happening.
That could happen.
Fucking grid is down.
Mm.
Everything goes to shit.
And you know what the scariest part of that fucking movie is? Is the fact that it was fucking produced by the fucking Obamas. So you know that they fucking, like, that shit was on inside information.
Absolutely.
That wasn't a Hollywood plot.
No, no. He told them all that shit.
Oh, yeah.
This could happen. That happened. This could happen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's weird. It's kind of troubling, isn't it?
Mm. It was. It was unnerving.
Be a man. Experience!
And there you have it. The Be a Man boys ain't afraid of no ghosts, ghouls, or any of that shit. Real men don't hide under the covers with their broads during scary movies. Live in complete darkness to prove you're not afraid of the dark. Be a man.
I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man Experience!
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.